Police identify 18-year-old as suspect in Tumbler Ridge shooting. It was terrifying. Tumbler Ridge's tight-knit community in shock after shooting. Luce, in Tehran, rallies for Iran's revolution overshadowed by discontent and defiance. China's Xi Jinping makes rare reference to recent military purge. Russia moves to block WhatsApp in messaging app crackdown. One in a billion. Dawson's Creek stars lead tributes to James Van Der Beek. Powerful cyclone kills at least 31 as it tears through Madagascar port. Mother of fire disaster victims speaks to Swiss bar owners at hearing. U.S. House votes to overturn Trump's tariffs on Canada. Bud Cort, star of cult classic Harold and Maude, dies aged 77. Trump tells Netanyahu, Iran nuclear talks must continue. Russian strike kills 3 Ukrainian toddlers and father, with pregnant mother injured. 4 takeaways from Pam Bondi's fiery Epstein testimony. Police release man detained in connection to Nancy Guthrie disappearance. Ghanaians embrace Fugu Day after online mockery of traditional outfits. Party balloon or cartel drones? Closure of El Paso airspace causes chaos. U.S. lawmakers tell BBC. Andrew should testify over Epstein files. The Dutch love 4-day working weeks, but are they sustainable? Tumbler Ridge mass shooting. What we know so far. What are Canada's gun ownership laws? The ghost ships in the English Channel and the question of what to do about them. What we know about the abduction of Savannah Guthrie's mother. Her sons were killed by Islamist militants. She's among thousands who had to flee. We are treated as outcasts. Acid attack survivor fights for justice and dignity. Melinin, Minion, and Milan's most emotional moment. As a fellow Puerto Rican, Bad Bunny's Super Bowl show was personal. Trump's world order hangs over Europe on eve of key defense conference. Thailand election, the result the polls never saw coming. What is Olympic ice and how is it made? 3 issues that matter to voters in the Bangladesh election. Watch BBC in Tehran sees government's political reply. To massive protests, emergency call released of boy who swam for hours to save family. BBC reports from outside court after Jimmy Lai sentencing. Super exciting. Seahawks fans celebrate Super Bowl win. U.S. pushes for Venezuela investment. Energy Secretary warns about legitimacy of Chinese deals. Oil prices rise with U.S.-Iran tensions. Economic data in focus. Gold. Silver prices dip after strong payrolls dent rate cut bets. Trump directs Energy Department to issue funds to keep coal plants online. Colombia's outsider candidate, De La Espriella, vows military crackdown to boost economy. Oil up 1% as Middle East tension offsets large U.S. crude stocks build. Oil rises after U.S. said to prepare second aircraft carrier for the Middle East. Gold silver prices rise amid U.S.-Iran tensions. Blowout January payrolls data. White House says Trump plans to rescind climate change, finding key to auto rules. AB InBev tops earnings forecasts, flags sports boost in 2026. SoftBank reports $1.6 billion profit in the third quarter. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 0.14%. Carrefour sells Romanian unit to Pavel Holding for €823 million. ThyssenKrupp books €401 million in charges for steel unit job cuts. ThyssenKrupp books €477 million in restructuring charge at steel division. Mercedes 2025 earnings more than halve in year rocked by tariffs, China woes. Asian stocks reach record highs. U.S. jobs data boost dollar and yields. China moves to curb below-cost car sales amid price war. U.S. January budget deficit falls to $95 billion as revenue gains outpace spending growth. U.K. housing market shows early signs of recovery, RX survey shows. Unexpected surge in EIA crude oil inventories signals weaker demand. Non-farm payrolls surge, surpassing expectations and bolstering USD. India to revise base year for CPI, GDP. Industrial output data every 3 to 5 years, official says.